Okej, så så frågorna är på engelska, men du får välja ifall du vill göra på svenska eller engelska. Så vad för då?
Engelska.
Engelska. Så då gör vi det på engelska. Så how old are you?
23, I think.
You think?
Okay. Yeah, I'm 23.
What is your current occupation?
Student.
Student. Do you have any experience working with an IT or with computers?
As a job, no.
All right. Do you have any interest in computers?
Do you mean using them or how they work?
Either.
Either. Yeah, I do.
All right. How often do you use a computer?
Every day.
Every day. For what purpose do you use the computer?
Gaming.
Gaming, primarily. So, who do you think poses a threat to you in terms of computer and or information security? Who or what?
People who can use my information for earning money.
All right. So, why do you think you would be the target of a type of attack, or what kind of attack?
To get information from me that they could use to earn money, such as passwords and usernames to sites where I store goods or just pure money.
Hmm? All right. So, do you actively take any precautions in order to secure yourself against computer intrusion?
I make sure to not click any links which I deem to be risky in any kind of way.
Right. So, you notice, if we go over to a bit more scenario-esque questions, if you notice a mail has been sent from your email account, but you weren't the one who sent it, what do you think may have happened?
I would read the mail, and if it's something that's unlikely to have been sent by any of my friends, I would assume that my email has been compromised from one of my computers in school, which I've forgotten to log out of. Of course, depending on the information in the email, I can decide if this is something sent from someone who works at the university, or someone who's clearly like Chinese or something like that. You know?
So, why do you think someone may have done this, or why do you think it may have happened?
Having access to something like my email address would be very useful to, well, sending stuff from my email address. I mean, there's better things you can do, I think, than just sending stuff from it. But if I were to guess, without knowing what someone has sent from it,
it's okay.
No, I don't know.
That's fine. So, how do you choose a password? When do you feel a password is sufficiently secure?
I focus on the length of the password, mainly. And since sites require me to have a number and sometimes more, I usually use passwords which include a number.
All right. So if you notice that someone has changed the password of your account at some random, unimportant forum, how do you think that may have happened?
Someone has likely accessed a computer at school, because I've gone away from it for a while and they've decided to troll me. That's the only reason, really, because they wouldn't have been able to access it from home. And yeah, changing a password on a forum is not something someone who wants to compromise my security would do. That's something some friend or someone who knows me would do.
All right. So, what would you do in response to a hypothetical event like that?
I would ask around among my friends and see if anyone knows anything about it, and then I would try to see what the person is trying to do with this account on this forum. Like, it's a forum, so someone's obviously going to use it to post stuff. So I'm going to look at the posts and try and see if I can deduce who's actually using my account.
Right. So, if you receive an email containing a link from a friend who normally doesn't send emails, how do you react to something like that?
I look at the link. Usually you can ascertain if a link is safe or unsafe by just looking at it.
Right. So would it have made any
difference... As in, I'm not going to click it, yeah. I'm looking at it. Yeah.
So would it have made any difference if it was a Facebook or Skype link? It was sent over Facebook or Skype instead.
No.
No? So, you're just suspicious in general. That's good. How do you think computer intrusion happens in general?
As you've talked about, it's very common for programs to target Skype or social media users and then use those users to send suspicious links to their friends, because people usually trust that their friends send trustworthy stuff. When in fact this program makes it so that the one who sends it is unable to see what he has sent. So the only one who has seen this is yourself. The one sending it doesn't actually see it.
Right.
And so people who trust each other, they tend to click each other's links, and those links can be malicious.
Right.
And that's how you lose account information.
Right. All right. So why do you think computer intrusion happens?
To make money.
To make money, right. And what do you think of the hacking that you often see in TV series or movies or shows or such?
It doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. It's not realistic, huh? So do you have any own thoughts on the matter you would like to add or anything else?
No.
No?
I think antivirus programs are pretty useless for the majority of experienced internet users.
Right.
That's my opinion. That's it.
And one more thing I forgot earlier on when we were covering your occupation. You said you were a student. I forgot to ask your major.
Teaching within upper secondary English and math.
Upper secondary English and math teacher, right. And is it okay if I put the sound file online, or do you want me to transcribe it? You'll be anonymous, so.
Transcribe it.
But I'm lazy. Come on.
Why did you ask me? Oh, I mean, sure, put it online.
Thank you.